Good morning, students, and welcome to Getting Out of Here graduation. I would like to thank all of the family and friends who made the journey out here today, and a special thank you to the faculty, of course, you've all made today possible. And I'm glad we finally decided on a senior prank, guys, to all dress like Judge Judy for our graduation. Great job. And I couldn't be more proud to have been your student body chancellor this past year. And in an effort to reclaim my power from the Jones dynasty, today I'm declaring that the East Chapel Hill Republic shall be reorganized into the first Scholastic Empire. Enjoy your graduation.
Hello and welcome, parents, friends, teachers, and class of 2013. We are thrilled to be here today to celebrate the achievement of our class.
As a class, we have broken records, won championships, and truly left our mark at East.
As a class council, we have raised funds over our 4 years at East in order to leave a senior gift embodying our class.
We've purchased picnic tables and created new seating areas all throughout campus. On two of the tables, the seniors have each left a handprint that make up a mosaic that will remain at East for years to come. We hope the future students of East can enjoy these tables as they leave their own mark.
As we move forward, we hope our class can reflect on all of the accomplishments we've made at East and continue to leave our mark everywhere we go. Congratulations, class of 2013.
Good morning. My name is Nathan Cho. What I'd like to do is thank the people who need to be thanked for helping me get to the stage today. First are my parents, dad and mom. You guys are amazing and have helped me guide and teach me over these years. And you've encouraged me to hold passion and character above achievement and recognition in all that I do. Moreover, you two have provided loving and constant support to me all these years, and that's probably more important than any homework help or lunch that you ever made me. So thank you. Next, I'd like to thank my brothers, Jordan and Steven. You guys are awesome, and the best brothers that anyone could ask for. Don't miss me too much, and behave while I'm gone, and never stop having fun. I'd also like to thank the extended family and family friends that are here today to share this occasion with me. I know some of you traveled as far as from California, so thank you for being here. It means a lot to me. Next, I must thank the teachers that have been part of my life over the past 4 years. The easy thing to say would be that without you, I wouldn't have learned anything, but the better thing to say is that all of you have undoubtedly made me think and grow as a student and as a person over the past 4 years, so thank you. If I had to name all of you, it would take too long, but I would like to name a few that have especially impacted me. First is Mr. Dutton, the first teacher who actually made me do real work, so thank you. Dr. Bob, who introduced me to biology, and I can't really express how much of an impact that made. Miss Galvin, who taught me that you can land in history books for good reasons or really bad reasons, so it's important to keep in mind. And Miss Hoffman, my Latin teacher of 6 years, who taught me more than just Latin, but how to enjoy life while still doing work. So thank you to all of you and the ones I didn't mention also for your impact on me. Last, I must thank my friends who are out here. People say, you know, show me your friends and I'll show you your future. And if that's true, then I mean, I don't know what to say because my friends are the most incredible people that I have ever met. You've made these 4 years amazing, 4 years not to forget. And a school is just a building if there aren't people to fill it. And you surely brought East to life for me. I can genuinely say that I'm glad to have met each and every one of you and glad that we shared time together. And hopefully today isn't goodbye forever, but just goodbye for a little while. So I'll close with this. In the Latin room, the words forsan et haec olim meminisse juabit are on the wall in gigantic letters. And it means perhaps even one day it will be pleasing to have remembered these things. If I had to say one thing, it would be to live with this in mind. As we head off to college, it's going to be fantastic and a lot of fun, but there will also be some difficult times and challenges, new challenges, just like the challenges we faced in high school, sort of. If I learned anything, whether you're up or you're down, enjoy the entire ride, all of it, even especially when you're down. Always follow your passion without compromising who you are, and never forget to have fun and keep things in perspective. Because if you and I remember this, my hope is that we'll be able to live the rest of our days without any regrets. Congratulations, class of 2013, and thank you for listening.
Good morning, everyone. I just wanted to quickly thank my mom, my dad, and my brother Danny, and the rest of my family for all the support that they've given me over the years. And congratulations, class of 2013.
Hey guys, so my name is Jeremy Fox, and I'm up here because I made straight A's for 4 years. So honestly, I'm up here because of my transcript, which is a piece of paper that has very little to do with who I am. My transcript doesn't tell you that I spend my free time tromping around in the woods, that I love to write, and that I would do anything to help a friend. I would love to be recognized for any of those things, but instead, I'm up in front of you because of my memorization abilities and test-taking skills. My transcript is a tiny piece of paper that reflects the academic side of my life over the past 4 years. It tells you nothing about me as a person, nothing about my morals or my passions, or if I'd be willing to drive out and pick up a friend in the middle of the night. It's silly to value people based on their grades, because no one can be summed up by a few letters assigned to them at the end of the year. We're all complex. We all have our own 1,000 things that make us tick, 1,000 things we're passionate for, and 1,000 things we strive for. We've got kids who volunteer their afternoons to tutor refugee children, and we've got kids who garden and feed the hungry during the weekend. We've got athletes, and we've got singers, and we've got 1,000 other types of people. We all tried hard in high school. We all succeeded. There's no reason for me to be up here when there are others who aren't. Instead of celebrating people based on their grades, let's focus on what really matters, friends and family and doing good instead of well. Thank you.
As the great Mewtwo once said, I see now that the circumstances of one's birth are irrelevant. It is what you do with the gift of life that determines who you are. So today I would like to thank the people at Chapel Hill Carbo Schools for all the things they've taught me over the past 13 years and, you know, for helping me figure out like what I want to do with the gift of life. I wouldn't be who I am without the wisdom of some really great teachers, Mr. Dutton, Dr. Miller, Dr. Bob, Mr. Wilson, just to name a few from East. But most of all, my kindergarten teacher, Ms. Smith, because after all, you know, the most important things we learn are, you know, the things we learn in kindergarten, like sharing and making friends and, you know, being genuinely, like, nice to people. Also that running with scissors is bad. You know, I think the most important lesson we can learn from school, you know, can be summed up in these wise words from Dwight Schrute. Don't be an idiot. Whenever I'm about to do something, I think, would an idiot do that? And if they would, I do not do that thing. All right. Thank you, congratulations, class of 2013.
As you go on to become a teacher, a doctor, a chef, or a Pokemon trainer, your fond and not so fond memories of East Chapel Hill High School will remain forever engraved in your mind, or at the very least on your Facebook timeline. High school is a period of self-discovery and struggling, and the most legitimate online dictionary, Urban Dictionary, defines someone who has gone through struggles and is going through struggles as a thug. Therefore, by the transitive property of equality, you, the class of 2013, are all legitimate thugs. thank you, Dad, Mom, Kevin, Grandma, and my extended family for coming here today and for being the most supportive and loving family ever. Thank you, Mr. Wilson, Ms. Galvin, Ms. Mita, and Mr. Dutton for being such great teachers. Thank you, Willie Warren, for being the best debate coach. And special shout out to my homies, Austin Liu, Stevie Ann, and CCU, and many more, for getting Froyo with me late at night and for teaching me the importance of appreciating the simple things in life. Like the legend of the Phoenix, all ends with beginnings. Congratulations, class of 2013. Stay hungry, stay foolish, keep thugging, and remember, the people who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. Congratulations.
I wrote a sonnet for my speech today. In 08, my brother wrote a haiku. Keeping it short is my family's way. For teaching me sonnets, Gertis, thank you. Congrats for making it through 4 long years. This is the last thing we have to attend. Gone are roller backpacks, exams, and tears. To my fellow singers, you've been great friends. Good luck in all your future endeavors. May our reunions not be too stressing, and may you find happiness forever so that your life will be a great blessing. Lastly, thanks family, friends, and Google. Without all of you, life would be frugal.
Good morning. So, unlike Jeremy, I am actually up here to gloat, so thank you. Anyway, so when I was thinking about what I was going to say in my 1 minute, I found myself wondering if my parents had ever looked at me in 1994 and thought, wow, in 18 years, she's going to be a mature young adult, graduating from high school and ready to enter the real world. I gotta say that I really hope that they never thought that, because if they did, it means they're sitting out there sorely disappointed, especially since by this point, they've probably figured out that my plan is to freeload my way through the next 8 to 10 years. Anyway, East has played a huge role in my ongoing maturation. I've learned valuable skills, such as how to think critically, how to break glassware using only high-pressure faucets in science classrooms, and how to get from East to Bojangles and back in the shortest amount of time possible within the constraints of special relativity. In addition, East student body has been hugely inspirational to me. I've watched my classmates as they undertook amazing challenges, like putting on the musicals, taking superhuman numbers of AP classes, and attempting to go to cookout during lunch and still get back in time for fifth period. Two of those you can even do without greatly exceeding the legal speed limit. Anyway, what I want to say is thank you guys for the memories. Some things, like my shock at some of your speedometers, or the sound of my lab partner screaming after I spilled hydrochloric acid all over both her and the floor, I will carry with me forever. Thank you.
I would just like to thank a few people. First, I'd like to thank my family for all their support. I'd also like to thank all the teachers I've had at East, especially Mrs. Hoffman, who I had for all 4 years. Finally, I'd like to thank all the great coaches I've had. In particular, I'd like to thank Coach Renner for the impact he's had on me and on many others. Thank you.
So today we're going to hear many predictions for our futures. You're going to love whatever university you're going to. The schoolwork is going to stress you out, or you're going to be successful. It's important to remember that these phrases are only as true as we make them. That's the largest change after graduating high school, is that now we have direct control over our fates. There's no longer anyone to make decisions for us. We can choose to sink or swim. So I leave you with yet another tentative fortune. This one courtesy of China Walk. Carve your name on your heart and not on marble. Thank you to my parents, friends, and teachers, and congratulations, class of 2013.
To all of my teachers, coaches, and counselors who have motivated me to become better than I am, to my friends, the only people I know capable of making me laugh till it hurts, to my dear brother, who somehow always knows what's going on in my life and never fails to wish me good luck, and to my parents, who have patiently tolerated and picked up after every strange whim and untimely accident of mine for the past 18 years, thank you. Nothing I could possibly do could ever repay the life you all have created for me. To my classmates, you are such a diversely talented group of people. Kurt Vonnegut once said, "True terror is to wake up one morning and discover that your high school class is running the country." Well, I think I'd be okay with some of you running the country. Not right now, but someday. No matter where you end up, though, I hope you love what you do, remember to smell the flowers, and all of the other wonderful cliches.
Hi, I'm Dylan Peterson. I've always been a science and math guy. It's what I plan on studying in college and probably what I'll do for my career. However, if there was one part of East that I'd had to save on some sort of metaphorical sinking ship for public education in America, it would be the arts department. Across the nation, arts programs are being cut, and it's happening here in our district as well. Next year, there will only be half as many course departments at East, and the drama departments in the middle schools are dwindling to null existence. This trend is incredibly troubling to me, as without participation in the arts, I wouldn't be who I am today. The arts are a place for so many to find themselves or at least exhibit a bit of self-expression, something critical for students who are just so wrapped in trying to fit in. Parents and members of the school board, as the growing trend to graduate with an excessive number of AP courses continues, I urge you to support the arts. Believe it or not, you can do theatrical productions and band for 4 years and get into an Ivy League school. Proof. A base knowledge for the arts is more important than understanding the derivation of a second-order homologous differential equation for understanding dampened spring oscillations. Thanks, Dr. Miller. As I close out my speech, I leave you with a quote by a little-known physicist, Albert Einstein. Imagination is far more important than knowledge. Class of 2013, live your life in the world you imagined it to be when you were a little kid. Take chances and strive to create joy. I'd like to thank my families, teachers, members of the Trash Kids, and Cafe Dryad for making my high school experience truly memorable.
Without a doubt, this is a surreal day for all of us. Diploma in hand, we can finally walk around saying, we're done, we've made it. We can go around to those younger than us and say, back when I was in high school, and pretend to act old and wise when we are all in reality still very young and very foolish. And so this is an equally liberating and terrifying day. No longer in high school, we can be free from the leash of childhood, but we must soon be without those wonderful people who have always supported us along the way. For me, that has been my family, who have always worried about my stress levels more than I have, and my friends like Jordan Lee, who have made me laugh and smile, and around whom I feel comfortable just being myself. And lastly, I want to thank all of you at East for a very memorable 4 years. Congratulations.
Hi, Mom. I would just like to start off with a huge thank you to those of you that are still awake here at the end of the alphabet. If I could sum up my 4 years here at East Chapel Hill on 10 fingers, it would probably go something like this. Eastside, Springfest, that one time Officer X tased the naked man, and I ran out of fingers. It's been real, class of 2013. Congratulations and go Heels.
Hello. I was so happy to start ninth grade with you all at East 4 years ago, mostly because it meant I got to leave PMS, Phillips Middle School, for those of you out-of-town relatives. And I still can't believe anyone used that accurate acronym with a straight face. Now I'm honored to end 12th grade today with you all. I'm honored because of all the times you remembered what was important. Despite being worn out by hundreds of pages of reading, derivatives to integrate, matches to practice for, tests to review for, the best of you made time to help each other out. I remember the Quizlet sets we shared, the huge discussions at Cup of Joe before an A-push test, the rides home, and the simple good mornings in the hallway. Because after school, after high school, no one really recalls what grades you earned or whether you won that one game against Chapel Hill High. Go Wildcats, by the way. What matters is if we are considerate people, decent people, people worth getting to know. We must remember always to be people we would want to meet. We must remember to be better than the people we would hope to meet. Keep it up, class of 2013.
Good morning, and congratulations to the class of 2013. I've always been told that Taylor Swift captures the high school sentiment perfectly in her music. So for all you teen Swizzlers out there like me, I'll be giving my speech today using mostly her lyrics. All I knew this morning when I woke is I know something now I didn't before. All I know since yesterday is everything has changed. Less than 4 years ago, it was the morning of our very first day. It was our freshman year, and we were going to be here for the next 4 years in this town. So here we were, holding on, the days dragging on, every lesson forming a new scar. They never thought we'd make it this far, and yet, these walls that they put up to hold us back fell down. This slope was treacherous, this path was reckless, but I liked it. The battle was long, and it was the fight of our lives, but we stand as champions today. One day, we will be remembered. And I didn't know if you all knew, so I'm taking this chance to say that I'm having the best day of the past 4 years with you all today. Today was a fairy tale, and I don't know how it gets better than this. I tell myself it's time now, God let go, but moving on from high school is impossible when I still see it in my head. I just want to hold on and make it last, but also say, hold on, our high school, we are never ever getting back together. Lastly, thanks to everyone who has helped me along the way, and once again, congratulations to the class of 2013.
What am I supposed to do up here in front of just about everybody who's been a part of my life for the last 18 years? Should I just go for laughs? My first thought was just to read out some Mad Libs I had made in third grade. Should I try too hard and take this too seriously? After all, today is the biggest day of our lives, so far. But this isn't what you guys voted me up here to do. Hopefully, I can delicately walk the tight rope in the middle of these two paths in the middle of this delicate woods. Maybe I could just take the easy way out and read that whole Robert Frost poem. Realistically, I'm gonna stand out on this tight rope and fall flat on my face, which is what made the people most memorable throughout the years. Nobody remembers the guys who never went down the slip and slide. Nobody remembers the guys who made it all the way down the slip and slide. But everybody remembers the guys who tried to run down the slip and slide and fell flat on the cement. I'm talking to you, Chad. I want to talk today a bit about heroes. I mean real heroes, like the guys I named sandwiches after. But today I'm talking heroes in a whole new light. Not superhuman athletes, not superhuman superhumans, but ordinary guys doing the extraordinary. You don't have to be a superhero to get your own sandwich. I mean, Ruben did it, and I don't even know who that guy is. Heroes are always great men, but the funny thing about greatness is greatness isn't reserved for the chosen few. Greatness doesn't always have to be me and Michael Jordan, Will Ferrell, Muhammad Ali. Greatness is wherever somebody's trying to find it. That quote's from a Nike commercial, and this particular one always stands out in my mind. It's nothing but a fat, chubby kid fighting the marshmallow, running down an empty street in the summer morning. Today, I'm gonna be that chubby kid metaphorically running down this empty road that's actually filled with everybody I've laughed, cried, and pretended to study with over the years. And I've wanted to be this guy since the end of the first quarter freshman year when I realized being valedictorian was out of the question. My grandfather is somewhere in the audience today. He has done probably the most heroic thing I've ever witnessed. After over 50 years of regular smoking, he quit. Whatever his reasons were, he did what health class told me was the impossible. I don't need to look further than my family tree to find greatness. And today, I want to tell you guys you don't have to look farther than the people sitting to the left or your right. Everyone in this room is a hero in his or her own way. From Lewis hitting the game-winning shot to beat Chapel Hill, to the first person to make it to cookout and back in the 50 minutes we have for lunch, we have all done some pretty heroic things. And yeah, I know she already made that joke. At this point, I take a step back and whoa, we actually learned something about life in lit class this year. Our hero's journey is probably one of all lightsabers or acceptance letters to Hogwarts, but our journeys will be nothing less than extraordinary. I don't know how many of you guys know exactly what you'd be studying and graduating with degrees in who knows how many years, but I know I sure don't have a clue. In 5 years' time, I could be sitting around a zoo. Sure, it could get hard sometimes in the next few years, but staying strong through the struggle is what life is all about. There's a semi-famous man named Joseph Campbell who has great views on the way people should be living life. More importantly, he has a voice that could rival that of Morgan Freeman. I mean, I would pay this guy to read off my grocery list. You have to find in this world what gives you the experience of being alive. And I want to leave you with a quote from him about this so-called experience. He says, "Life is pain, life is suffering, life is horror, but by God, you're alive, and life is spectacular." Mom and Dad, I love you. Thanks for sometimes almost literally dragging me to this point. I know it wasn't always easy to raise me up, but I hope to make it worth it. I'd like to give a shout out to Cross Country, 4 years with some of the best people I'll ever know. I'll never forget B-Squad and running around Cedar Falls with Aoife, Matt, and Kat Bolton. I'm not sure if you all know this, but through 4 schools and 13 years of education, every single year I've had to sit through one class with Charles Sellers. Has somebody called Guinness yet? He's a definition of my ride or die. Matt, Lucas, and Anna, you guys are all right too. Finally, I want to recognize everybody a part of Random Acts for a second. When we're all around 65, we can get back together for a real senior show. Thanks to the class of 2013 for the experience and memories I've gotten with you guys over the last years. They told me to only take a minute up here, so I guess this is one last assignment I got to finish late.
Hey guys, my name is Mike Arneson. Thank you. Some of you might know me and my story, but for those of you who don't, I'll sum it up quickly. Basically, I had a traumatic brain injury, cancer, and a house fire caused by a bolt of lightning within the past 4 years. The brain injury was pretty bad. I spent several weeks at UNC Hospital and then a rehabilitation clinic, and I still have some residual effects. But the cancer was easy, at least as far as cancer goes. I only had 6 rounds of chemo, and since then, every scan has come back clean. Thank you. The house fire was bad, but in a different way. A lot of our physical possessions, including the house, were destroyed by the fire or by the water, but absolutely no one was hurt, so there was no time spent in any hospital, so that was an upside to it. I want to share with you the general life lessons I've learned from all this. Some of them may be more obvious than others, but I think they're all important. I'll start off with the most obvious, and the one you've probably heard most before. Buy good insurance. I hope none of you ever need it, but as I've found, it's a really nice safety net to fall back on when things go wrong. I think a large part of the reason I'm here today as the person you see is because of good insurance. The second lesson I've learned is to leave the past in the past. I learned this lesson especially well after my first accident, the brain injury. Once I regained consciousness and learned what happened, I spent weeks moping, wondering how much better my life would have been if I hadn't gone on the bike ride that caused the accident. I fantasized about what I might be doing, like playing frisbee or hanging out with my friends. But instead, I was doing physical therapy, day in and day out, and I felt sorry for myself. I wished again and again to go back in time and not go on the bike ride, or take a different road, or go at a different speed, or just make some different decision so I wouldn't have to be in the situation I was in. The day came, though, when I realized that absolutely none of that was helping me. I realized regretting the past will not change it. Regretting the past will only keep you there, thinking about it. It won't let you take full control of the present that is slowly slipping by. Because I was so focused on the now impossible outcomes that might have happened but didn't, I wasn't able to focus on my therapy exercises. I wasn't able to live in the present. I wasn't able to look to a brighter future. However, once I accepted the past, I was able to move forward and focus on the here and now and perform my therapy exercises to the best of my ability. My advice to you is this. Look back at past events to guide your future actions, but don't ever, even for a second, waste your time wishing for something different. Your past is behind you, and it will always stay there, no matter what you do. You can only change your future, and that's all you should try to do. The third and final lesson I want to share with you isn't shocking or revolutionary, but it is easily forgotten. Life is exactly how you look at it. When I was at the rehab hospital, wishing for a different past, life sucked. However, when I learned to accept the past, I also learned to look at the upside of things, and my life quickly became a whole lot better. I remembered all the good things in my life, my family, my friends, my daily improvement, my continued hold on life, and I was happy. So, when life throws you a curveball, take a step back, breathe, and count your blessings. Odds are there's something going right in your life, and it helps to remember that. The classic metaphor of a glass half full or half empty provides a great example. When you see the glass is half empty, you're focusing on what isn't there, but could be. You see what's missing or wrong, and that focus can only make you feel sad and disheartened. However, when you look at the glass as half full, you are focusing on what's already there. You see what's good and right, and that focus can help you rejoice in what you have. Either way, the facts are still the same. The glass contains 50% water and 50% air. The only thing different is how you choose to see the glass, and that can make a world of difference. Thank you for listening, and I hope, as Virgil said and Nathan quoted, "Forsan et haec olim meminisse iuvabit." Perhaps someday it will help to remember even these things.
I'm Jamie Salazar. We've been together since elementary school, and I've gotten to meet many of you, but there's something about me that I would like to share with you today. I want to tell everyone that I am undocumented. For years, I felt ashamed, frustrated, and scared for having to keep this secret. I was brought to the United States when I was one. 4 years ago, I could have never imagined standing in front of you telling you this. Very few people know what I'm telling you, and just this year I told my best friends. I 100% respect my parents' decision to come here to create a better future for our family. They drilled it into us, don't tell anyone, people might think of you differently. They didn't want my undocumented status to be my identity, and like every parent, they wanted to protect us. I grew up watching news stories of family members getting deported. We never thought it would happen to us, but it did. In January 2011, my older brother, Roger, got deported. I didn't get a chance to say goodbye. He was gone just like that. I didn't tell anybody, and throughout that whole time, I tried to keep a smile on my face. I didn't want my parents' hard work to be thrown away. They wanted nothing more than for us to get a good education and go to college. So it was important to keep focused on my schoolwork, and even though it seemed my private life was falling apart. I miss Roger, and even though he can't physically be here to see me graduate, he promised to watch me online. So, hey Roger, I want to tell you something. I don't care what people say, you will always be my role model and my hero. Pa, aunque nunca lo confieso, siempre tienes la razón. a pesar que tus sermonas siempre acuran en mal momentos. Ma, no te preocupes, yo siempre regresaré para tus enchiladas de salsa verde. Y también, gracias por cuidarnos y soportarnos a través de todos estos años. Pops, although I never admit it, you are always right, even when your lectures come at the most rotten times ever. Mom, don't worry, I'll always come back for your amazing enchiladas. Thanks for taking care of us and tolerating me all these years. I'd also like to say that because of Miss Sue and Kevin, the parents of my amazing friend Naya, my sister and I got to bike from Alabama to Niagara Falls, Iowa to San Francisco, and of course, a local favorite, Maple View Farms. We met a lot of great people and saw a lot of amazing things I will never forget. Finally, accepting my situation and letting the people I trust know what I've been going through has made me see my life in a new way. I no longer make up excuses for what I can't do. I have come to embrace who I am. I am an American, a high school graduate, a scholarship recipient to Barton College, a future nurse. I am determined, passionate, and definitely an adventurous person. In closing, I want to say to my fellow classmates who feel judged on the basis of things they have no control over, like their race, or their weight, or their height, or their immigration status, or their pimples, don't let other people decide your future. Don't let the way they think of you determine the way you behave or the way you see yourself. They don't decide your future, you do. Don't let people's prejudices make you think less of yourself. Do what you're passionate about. And once again, congratulations of class of 2013, and in the wise words of Aubrey Graham, we started from the bottom, now we're here.
Good morning, parents, friends, distinguished guests, most importantly, the class of 2013. Today is a celebration of your achievements, a graduation from your high school years, and a commencement into your futures, futures that are filled with promise, with greatness, and with amazement. Yes, today is a great day. Of all the things that I write and of all the times that I have to speak in public as a high school principal, I have to tell you that I agonize over this speech. I begin to worry about it way back around the semester change. And I constantly revisit the multitude of ideas that flow through my thoughts right up until the end. This is not such a hard speech for me because I'm nervous speaking in the Dean Dome, or because it's given in front of a lot of people. It's hard because throughout the years that you have walked the halls of East, I have quietly watched you as you have gone about the business of being high schoolers. And in those quiet observations, I have been struck by how humbling it is to be a principal, particularly of such an amazing class of young people. This is such a hard speech to write, because I am genuinely proud of you. And I very much want to leave you with a message that will mean something to you and that you will take with you as you commence into the next chapters of your lives. I believe that it is important for you to know that you are graduating from an outstanding high school and that you have been taught by master teachers who not only know their content, but who also passionately desire to have their students come to know it. East is not known for being an easy high school. The Washington Post included us in their list of the 500 most rigorous high schools across the country this year. In fact, one of the most common things I'm told when kids come to visit after leaving for college is that we prepared them very well, and that sometimes college is easier. Your high school degree means something. You have earned it. Nothing in life that is worth having comes for free. And I want you to know that. I want you to be very proud of the work that you have done, and I want you to be proud of your degree. Since you entered school 13 years ago, public education has invented and reinvented itself over and over again. And we have implemented new curricula, programs, initiatives, and assessments, and MSLs, time and time again, all as a means of keeping up with the ever-changing and advancing world, and all because it has been our job to prepare you for higher education, the workforce, or military service. Critical thinking, technology, and 21st century skills, fused with the Common Core of English and mathematics, and partnered with an amazing array of sciences, humanities, arts, virtual learning, dual enrollment options, and the quality point potentials, have enabled many of you to depart high school with multiple college credits under your belt and a solid foundation in content matter. And yet, what I want you to know about all of that is this: of all the things that you have learned, the golden rule is the only time-tested truth. I have known many straight-A scholars in school who were failures in life because they did not understand or did not live within the tenets of the golden rule. I want you to remember that the culture of East is one of character, and I want you to know that the media may be covering the movers and the shakers who are indeed brilliant and doing big and important things. But the real news happens in places where the human spirit triumphs and human goodness prevails. As Wildcats, you are undoubtedly going to be the movers and the shakers. But I want you to remember to be in the news, too. What is it that you will remember when you think back to your days at East? Of course, you will retain all of that knowledge you have gained. At least we hope you will. But you will most likely also remember more vividly the things that made your days special, like your best friend, or the drama surrounding the loss of a best friend. Maybe you'll remember a teacher or a counselor or an administrator taking time to talk through a problem with you, or helping you right a wrong when you screwed up. Maybe you'll remember a first date, a first kiss, a broken heart, a winning game, a lost dream, a skinned knee, a wish realized, a passed test, feeling secure, then insecure, then secure again. A secret kept, a lesson learned, a club belonged to, a trip taken, a debate won, a play performed, or a song sung. Whatever you remember, I want you to remember that you experienced it. And then I want you to know that by experiencing it, you learned from it. Because you see, kiddos, while we were extremely proud of the fact that we have prepared you content and subject-wise for the next phase in your life, we are also equally hopeful that we have impressed on you that life itself is a learning process, and that in order to ensure that you have the absolute best life possible, you have to get out there and experience it. You have to open yourself up to everything that life has to offer you. And so in closing, I would like to offer you the Tullinator's top tips for living a good life. Number one, learn to love yourself. This is not an easy thing to do if you are honest with yourself. In fact, it probably took me well into my adulthood to fully love myself. You must love your faults and your strengths if you want to say that you truly love yourself. Take care of yourself. Always celebrate your strengths. Always work to be a better person. Number two, take risks. Expect to fail. And when you do, don't be afraid or embarrassed. You probably just learned something huge. Number three, take responsibility when you screw up. Man up and make it right. Nobody does right all the time, but leaving a wrong uncorrected is shameful. Number four, don't grow up too fast. When I was a teenager, I couldn't wait to be 18. And then when I was 18, I couldn't wait to be 21. And after I got out of college, I couldn't wait to start teaching and get my first real paycheck. And now all of a sudden, I look at myself in the mirror and 25 years have passed and I honestly do not know where they have gone. When you are a teenager, the days of your life seem to stretch ahead of you forever. And looking back now, mine seem to have gone by pretty fast. Slow down, because you never get those days back. Enjoy them. Number five, if you want to have good friends, you have to be a good friend. Remember that one, and remember that good friends are treasures and must be taken care of. And number six, love and appreciate your parents. It may not always seem this way to you now. It did not always seem this way to me at your age. But your parents, your grandparents, and your guardians are your best friends. Respect them and thank them often. And finally, give something back. All of you were blessed with brains, skill, and drive to succeed, or you would not be sitting here this morning with those caps and gowns on. You don't simply own those traits. You also owe those things to your parents and your community and your country. You are obligated to use those gifts for something other than your own gratification and enrichment. In short, make sure that you are the news. Make sure that you live the golden rule and that you share with everyone you meet the culture of East, the culture that you experienced and that you helped to shape. I have been proud of you from the time that I met you. For some of you, that's a very, very long time. Today, I am beyond proud. I am humbled to be your principal, and I am honored to present you to the world as East Chapel Hill High School graduates. You are the cream of the crop.